I am swimming in the lake on a beautiful summer day. I see you in the shallow end of the water, just hanging out in your bathing suit. You are short, thin, and extremely cute. Just my type. I am tall and strong, and I just love smaller guys. It sounds cheesy, but it is love at first sight, and I immediately want you to be mine. I spend a few minutes just treading water and watching you, like a predator would her prey. I have a major bondage fetish, and whenever I see a cute boy, I picture what he would look like all tied up. I get extremely aroused by the thought of your delicious naked body tied in my bed. You notice me looking at you, and I give a mischievous smile as I approach to take what is mine. I swim through the water towards you with only one thing on my mind. I reach the shallow water and approach you, feeling very confident and possessive. I walk up beside you and look down at you, locking your eyes with mine. I am very attractive in my one-piece black swimsuit, and I know if I work my charms, you won't resist me. You're quite shy, but we spark up a conversation and hit it off immediately. As I tower over you and look down at you, I can tell you're a little intimidated by the submissive look in your eyes. You must be dumbfounded, being hit on by a woman much taller than you. We get out of the water and continue talking for a while as we dry off. I invite you over for dinner tomorrow night at my place, and of course you accept. I'm extremely horny, and I lean in to kiss you goodbye, but you hesitate. I'm adept at reading people, and judging by your reaction, I think that you're a virgin. Without thinking, I blurt out directly, "Are you a virgin, baby?" To which you nod your head yes. I tell you, "It's okay, sweetie. So am I." You look at me in disbelief, but I continue. It's the honest truth. I've been waiting for the right one, and I've finally found him. "So pick you up tomorrow at 6 then, hun?" You reply, "Yes, ma'am." To which I say, "Great. And since tomorrow's Friday, why don't we spend the whole weekend together at my house?" You reply as if under my spell, "I give my virginity to you, mistress." I smile and say, as if reading your mind, "I know, honey. I'm gonna tie you to my bed and fuck you." To which you blush and stutter, "See you tomorrow." Thoughts are racing through my mind as I lie in bed that night. I think about the day and that there is no doubt in my mind that you are sexually submissive. I bet you want to be tied up by me, and I cannot get that picture out of my mind. At almost 30 years old, I have finally found the one. Why not make it extra special and tie you up for sex as well? Since we both desire it, I know we just met, but the connection is obvious and pure. We are meant to be, so why wait? Tomorrow we will give our virginities to each other. Finally, I drift off to sleep. I awake Friday morning and make sure that all of my rope, duct tape, and bandanas are easily accessible in my closet. All day at work, I'm thinking about what I'm going to do to you this evening. My whole life has been building up to this moment, so let me just ramble a bit and set the scene. Ever since I was a young girl, I fantasized about tying up boys, so I was definitely born a dom. Bondage is very erotic to me, and it's important that you share my sexual desires for having you tied up. I also love everyday bondage for cuddling purposes, and get horny picturing how cute you will be all tied up and helpless. I'm very tactile, and I love feeling you up when you are tied down. I've never tied anyone up before, but I know how much I crave it and will enjoy it tonight. Of course, I'm not going to rape you, so I will make sure to receive your verbal consent first. My physical appearance. I am tall, curvy, muscular, with medium-length dark brown hair and brown eyes. I don't often wear makeup, or if I do, I try to go for a more natural look. I present as a strong yet feminine dom. My breasts are quite perky and will make you drool. I have an athletic build, broad shoulders, and strong legs from all the squats I do at the gym. And at 5'11", I definitely use my size to my advantage, and therefore I'm only attracted to guys smaller than me. I figure you to be about 5'6", so much shorter, and the perfect size for being my boy toy. Most girls would not want a smaller and weaker boyfriend, but me? I love it. I want to be both physically and mentally stronger than my sub-boyfriend. A boy who is short and skinny enough for me to physically overpower him is a wet dream. Maybe it comes from the lifeguard in me, and having the need to protect people weaker than myself. I like shy boys, so in addition to his small stature, it's important that he be meek. All my life I have preferred men who are shorter and thinner than myself. I've always had a dom mentality, so being taller is nice in a lot of situations. Being the big spoon is just easier. Long arms and legs make pinning a small boy down pretty easy. I love the idea of hugging you as your face gets pushed into my boobs. I love having that strong, physically imposing presence over a smaller guy. Having to look up to address me is enough to make you feel instantly subby. This dynamic is very important to me from a sexual standpoint and a female domination type relationship. Finally, the time arrives, and I pick you up for dinner. Dinner is nice, but I will skip ahead to the good part. It's 9 p.m. and we're at my place just cuddling on the couch and watching TV. I'm wearing blue jeans and a white t-shirt, and you're in shorts and a t-shirt. I'm the big spoon and you're the little spoon, of course. I start feeling you up and ask, "Honey, may I remove your clothes so that I can fondle you better?" You reply, "Yes, ma'am." With that, I have you stand up and immediately take off your shirt and shorts, leaving you in just your underwear. I then wrap my arms and legs around you, spooning you on the couch in a very possessive manner. I talk all cutesy with you and tell you how snuggalicious, or snuggy for short, you look. A word I made up, because snuggling you is like eating something delicious, and it fills an appetite slash need of mine. I rub my hands all over your stomach and chest for a bit. I stop and let my hands be still, with one hand on top of your underwear. This, of course, gives you a boner. The movie Death and Maiden is on, and there's this scene where Sigourney Weaver ties Ben Kingsley to a chair and tells him to shut up, bitch. Then she takes off her panties and stuffs them into his mouth before wrapping brown packing tape around his head for an effective gag. Upon seeing this scene, I get really turned on and see that you're pitching a tent in your underwear. I know the moment is right, and I grab your junk and whisper into your ear, "I would love to do that to you. You look so cute, tied up and gagged." You respond with, "What happens after you tie me up?" To which I say, "Let me show you." I turn off the television and take your hand, leading you into my bedroom. I make you lie down on the bed forcefully, but gently. I get some rope and duct tape out of my closet. I take a step towards you with the rope, but then pause. I'm feeling very excited and a little nervous, so I take a deep breath and try to collect myself. In this moment, I'm very open with you as I explain with a quivering voice, "Okay, baby, I need to tell you something. I have loved bondage since I was a young girl, and since we met yesterday, I've been wanting to tie you up. But I have no desire to see you in pain, whips or that kind of thing. I just want to tie you up, gag you, and fuck the shit out of you and humiliate you." As I finish the last sentence, my voice changes from sweet and nervous to assertive and aggressive. I take another deep breath and pause to compose myself once more. Then I ask you in a very sweet tone, "Do you want me to do this to you, sweetie?" You pause for a moment and reply softly, "Yes, mistress, I trust you completely." Hearing this brings a smile to my face as I am relieved and say to you, "Oh, thank God. You have no idea how horny I am right now. I'm not even close to kidding. I'm burning up inside wanting to tie you up and use you for my pleasure." I waste no time and tie your hands together, and then tie them securely to the headboard. I smirk and laugh a little at the nice tent you have pitching, and then I pull off your underwear and tie your legs together and to the bedpost. You are a sight to behold, as I now have your naked body tied up in the bondage position securely to my bed. I stand there looking at you for several minutes, and then I start running my hands all over your body. I do this for a while, and then I lean in, giving you a long and delightful kiss. Then I take a step back and say, I think it's time for me to take off my pants and shirt. I take off my jeans and take off my shirt in a seductive manner. I look absolutely amazing standing there before you in just my black bra and panties, which I bought from Target. Confidence is beaming in me as I boost my ego, knowing the power of my strength and femininity. I smile and look at you, loving the sight of your short and slender naked body tied to my bed helplessly before me. We both know that I'm much stronger than you, and I wear the pants in this relationship. I feel fucking beautiful as I get on top of you, and while straddling you, I press both my hands against your mouth for a tight and secure hand gag. My hands are strong, as I'm having a power rush as I look down at you and see the utter submissive expression on your face and in your eyes. By contrast, your eyes look back into my authoritative expression on my face and my eyes, and I'm just loving this feeling of your mouth and lips trapped under my hands in a powerful hand gag. In this position, I say with a commanding yet steady tone, "This is what femdom is all about. I am your mistress, and you are my bitch. You are 100% my property. I'm smarter than you, taller than you, stronger than you, older than you, and hornier than you. We both know all these things to be true. You are my fuck toy tonight, my sex toy, my rope bunny. You are mine, and I will do whatever I want with you. Your body and mine belong to me. I'm in control. I am in control, but with great power comes great responsibility. I will have you tied up. I will gag you. I will humiliate and fuck you. But I think you will enjoy it too." I knew you were the submissive type when I laid my eyes on you yesterday at the lake. I can see the submission in your eyes right now, as you can see the dominance in mine. You are my bitch, so I get to tie you up, gag you, and use you whenever I please. But as a dom, I'm also responsible for your health and happiness. I will take care of you and protect you and do what is best for you, as any good mistress would. Do you understand, sweetie? You nod your head yes without hesitation. I reply, "That's a good little slut." And I remove my hands from your mouth, and I start making out with you. I kiss you like there's no tomorrow, like tonight is the last time I will ever see you. I switch the pace of kissing between long and slow, passionate kisses to short and brief pecks on the lips. I kiss you in every way I can think of, and finally finish off with a very long and passionate French kiss. Our tongues more than touch and play with each other, and I exchange my saliva with yours. Finally, I release your lips from mine, and a complete sense of euphoria is just pulsing through me. I get off you and leave the room briefly, saying, "Be right back." And I come back with a water bottle and ask, "Are you thirsty, baby?" You nod yes. I set it on the bed next to you, cradle your head in my hand as I help you drink. This right here is quintessential gentle female domination. After you're done drinking, I have some water for myself. Then I step back and just look at you for several minutes with a big smile on my face. Once again, taking in the sight of your bound, naked body on my bed, I lean in close and whisper, "Baby, you look so yummy right now, all tied up and helpless. Be a good little boy and squirm for me. I want to make sure you are secure." You oblige. And of course you cannot escape, even if you wanted to, because I know my ropes. Seeing you there tied up and helpless and squirming puts me completely into dom space. I giggle and say, "You look so cute tied up, squirming and helpless." I pause for a minute as my brown eyes look into yours and then reach down and softly stroke your face with my hand as I say, bondage is a special kind of therapy for both dom and sub. Are you enjoying yourself, honey? Do you feel good right now? You immediately reply, yes, mistress. I trust and I love you, mistress. Hearing these words, I get visibly emotional and tear up a little. I wipe the tears from my eyes and say, I love you too, babe. I lean in and kiss you softly, delicately at first, like your lips are very fragile, and I want to make them feel safe. Then I pick up the kissing intensity and force my tongue into your delicious mouth until our tongues touch and play with each other. After I have my fill of making out with you, I lift my lips off yours and just lay on your naked and bound body for like 10 minutes or so. I feel you up with my hands and lay my head on your chest after listening to your heartbeat as we both just lie there in silence. It seems as though both of us are afraid to say something and break the moment, but I finally break the silence by saying softly, you have such a pretty mouth, but now it's time to gag you, my dear. To which you instinctively reply, yes, mistress. I smile at you and can't contain my giddiness as I need to take this to the next level. By now my panties are somewhat wet from my arousal, and I know exactly where I'm going to put them for the next couple of hours. I get off you and slide my black panties off my legs. I tell you sternly, open up, bitch. You oblige, and with purpose I stuff my panties into your mouth and wrap tape around your head a few times for an effective panty tape gag. Surprised by this, you make noises into the gag. I tell you, sorry if my panties are a bit wet, but seeing you tied up like this makes me very horny. I climb on top of you and take your penis into my pussy. I take my bra off, exposing my lovely breasts. I stay there for a while, keeping your penis trapped inside my vagina. Finally, I say in amusement, I'm sorry, baby. You didn't get the chance to taste and suck on my lovely boobies. Honestly, that was not intentional, as I really do love having my breasts sucked on. But now it's a bit too late since you're gagged. So, well, now it's a bit too late since you're gagged so well. You let out a gagged response of in genuine frustration. I seriously did not intend to tape your mouth before having my boobs sucked, but now with the situation as it is, I have to tease you. So I press my breasts against your taped mouth. I keep my boobs against the tape as I say laughingly, sorry, babe, but you can't taste. At least you can see my boobs. This is mutual torture for both of us because I really would like your lips sucking on my nipples right now. Your sweet, delicate lips sucking my breasts. Oh, I could orgasm just thinking about it. You respond with a loud and struggle against the ropes. I say, my God, your gag noises get me so wet. Seeing the frustration in your eyes, feeling you struggle to get free. Fuck. I'm gonna fucking fuck you, you bondage slut. Not a fucking thing you can do or say about it until I'm done with you. Fuck. I want you so badly right now, babe. I cradle your head with both my hands as I kiss your tape mouth for a bit. And I ask you, how do my panties taste, sweetheart? You reply with, and I say, that's nice, sweetie. I feel your cock starting to twitch uncontrollably inside my pussy, and I whisper in your ear, baby, I'm gonna make all your fantasies come true. I love you, darling. You reply, which I interpret as you saying, I love you too. I rock back and forth and put my hands on your chest as my breasts bounce up and down. This feeling of pleasure is coursing through me, and I'm in a blissful state. I start to moan a little and mix between shallow and deep thrusts. It doesn't take long for you to come inside me, but I just keep riding you. My moaning intensifies, and I eventually bring myself to several glorious orgasms. Your penis trapped inside my pussy is exactly where it belongs, and it feels so wonderful. I sit upright for a while, just fondling my breast while looking down at your submissive face. I must say, the duct tape really brings out the submissiveness in your eyes, and I could just enjoy this moment forever. But eventually I release your penis from my pussy and bend down, kissing your taped mouth passionately. I definitely have a fetish for kissing and licking tape when it's attached to your mouth. I tell you in a giddy tone, "Baby, this is the best night of my life. If it were up to me, I would tie you up every day. You're such a good boy, but I'm not done with you yet." Your eyes get real big upon hearing this. I kiss your forehead with a soft kiss. I head to the bathroom and bring back a warm, wet washcloth, and I wash every inch of your legs, stomach, chest, arms, and face, and then I wash your penis very gently. I softly blow on your penis for a few minutes and then say, "I'm going to take a shower and freshen up." I go to the bathroom and I turn the water on. I pee, and once the water is hot, I hop in the shower. I'm in there for almost 30 minutes, and to you that must feel like forever. I thoroughly clean my whole body, and I smile and laugh, just thinking about you still naked and tied up and gagged on my bed. After showering, I dry myself off and come back to bed wearing a soft gray nightgown. I get on the bed and put one hand on each of your legs. I look at you and say sweetly, "Let's play a game, dear. I'm going to suck you off, and if you come before 30 minutes is up, then you'll remain tied up and have to give me oral sex in return. Fellatio for cunnilingus is a fair trade, after all." I know you will lose this game, and if I wanted to, I could have certainly made you come in less than 10 minutes, but that's not my style. I intend to savor the moment. I gently stroke your dick with both hands, playing with your balls as well. It looks so cute in my large, strong hands. I'm almost 6 inches taller than you, so my hands are much larger, and neither one of us is ashamed of this. I love and adore every inch of your dick. I finally lower my mouth onto it and start the blowjob. I suck up and down, long and slow. Every now and then, I remove my mouth from your dick and just lick the shaft, head, and tip. When we arrive at the 25-minute mark, my sucking intensifies, and you explode in my mouth at probably the 28 mark. You let out a pleasured through the gag, and I swallow your cum, and then suck and lick your shaft for good measure. I say to you, drinking a boy's cum is good for a woman. And then I take a drink of water and tell you gleefully that now it's your turn, sweetie. The gag really brings out the color in your eyes, and you look so cute and helpless, but I guess I'll have to remove it now. I carefully peel off the tape from your head and mouth and take my now saliva-soaked panties out of your mouth. I get the washcloth and wash your face and then have you drink some water. I say, "That gag was on for a pretty long time, baby. I almost forgot how beautiful your mouth is. Time to put it to good use. Go as fast or as slow as you like, and I'll come when I'm ready. Oh, and I want you to know I took my time in the shower washing my pussy, so it's nice and fresh for you." With that, I take off my nightgown and just drop it by the bed. I straddle my pussy on your face and hold it against you, and you get to work. You do not finesse much and just keep licking my clitoris at a steady pace until I let out a series of loud moans and orgasm all over your face. I look at the clock and tell you, 21 minutes. Good boy. You made me come faster than I made you. I take my pussy off your face and I say, "Now let's give my other lips a taste." Again, I engage in kissing you for quite a long time. I have plenty of energy, but you're completely spent at this point. So you just let me use your mouth as I please, and I'm more than fine with this. After I suck your lips dry, I look at the clock and realize it's approaching 1 a.m. I say, "You've been in bondage for over 3 hours. I better adjust the position a little and release you from this bed. You're pleased to hear this as you look ready to be untied, but are so deep in subspace you would not request it. I untie you from the bed and remove the ropes from your wrist and ankles. I massage your arms and wrists to make sure that you are feeling all right. After checking in with you, I say, "Okay, darling, it's time to cuddle. I really love bondage cuddling, so can I tie you up a little bit longer?" You reply, "Yes, mistress." I say, "Good boy. Now I'm not going to gag you, so let me know if at any point you want out." I roll you onto your stomach and get the rope and sit on top of you. With your naked body under mine, I start tying your With your naked body under mine, I start tying your hands together behind your back. I make sure to tie them securely, but somewhat comfortably. I do the safety check of finger under the loop to make sure your circulation is fine, and then I tie your ankles together. I say, "Babe, I just realized I have not taken any photos of this special night. Is it all right if I put you into a secure hog tie, just long enough for some sexy photos?" You reply, "Yes, mistress." I get some more rope and tie your knees together and your arms a little tighter and together at the elbows. I finish off the very secure hog tie by attaching your ankles close to your hands. I get my camera and take photos of your naked hog-tied body from different angles. I get my red bandana and tell you to open up as I gag you. I also blindfold you for the first time that night. The purpose of the tight hog-tie and gag and blindfold is purely aesthetic, because I really enjoy the sight of you like this, tied up and gagged and completely helpless and at my mercy. I adjust you to your side so that your penis is fully exposed. I absolutely love this view and snap pictures as your stomach, gag and blindfold and penis are all in plain view. This really feels and looks like you're my kidnapped kinky boy toy at this point. I take a short video and say, "Here is my helpless boy, looking so cute and all tied up and gagged." You struggle and for effect. I leave you like that and then take my time uploading the pictures to my computer. I name my file my bondage boy toy, and there will surely be many more photos and videos of you tied up and helpless to come. I regret not taking a video from earlier, as it would have been nice to document the first time I had you tied up and gagged for sex, but there will be many more of those moments to come, I'm sure. I put the camera away and shut the laptop. I remove your gag and blindfold and release you from the hog tie, leaving you naked on your bed with your feet tied together and hands still tied behind your back. I turn off the lights and come to bed, snuggling against you. I sit up against the headboard and cradle you in my strong arms. I hold your mouth to my breasts and say, "Okay, baby, now it's time to suck my nipples. Lick my breasts, suck on them, kiss them, whatever you like. Just use that mouth of yours to give me pleasure." You do all these things, and I let out some soft moans. This is such a relaxing moment for me as you suck and lick my nipples. I feel very protective of you. Hard to describe how good it feels as you lie there tied up in my arms, sucking on my breasts, but it's kind of like reliving the pleasant sensation that comes from when I really have to pee, and then I go. After the breast-sucking session, I spoon with your naked body against mine, my legs wrapped over you and my breasts on your back. I kiss your neck and whisper sweet nothings into your ear while holding you close. I can't resist feeling you up and fondling your dick. You eventually shoot a load of cum from my soft, half-hearted blowjob, and I kiss your neck and press my nose against you, and after a few minutes I say, "I'll clean up your jizz, and then it's time for us to get some sleep." I get off my bed and clean the semen from the sheets. Then I hold your penis in my hand and give it a kiss goodnight. I get back into bed and wrap my arms around you and say, "Goodnight, sweetie. I love you, baby." You reply, "I love you too." Shortly after you drift off to sleep, still tied up in my loving embrace, I remove the ropes and untie you before I fall asleep. I do this gently and manage to free you without waking you. You must have been in bondage for almost 6 hours or so. Saturday comes along and we both wake up around noontime. We go for a nice walk outside, and when evening arrives, I suggest to you a CFNM bondage dinner and movie date. I assure you that you won't be tied up as long as last night. You agree to this. I'm wearing a lovely white floral print midi dress, and I tell you to remove your clothes and get naked for our date, which you immediately oblige. I put my hands on your shoulders and sit you down on a chair in the kitchen and start tying you up. I take my time and make sure you're tied very securely, with your hands behind your back and your stomach and chest tied to the chair. Some more rope over your shoulders, your knees and ankles tied together and roped to the chair as well. I tie a knot in my bandana and have you open your mouth, as I tie the bandana around your mouth for an effective cleave gag. Now I mostly ignore you, as I light a few candles to set the mood. I hum a gentle song to make spaghetti to be served with the wine. The food is ready, and I sit down at the table and eat in front of you, just admiring your bound and naked body. Seeing you there like that, all tied up and gagged, makes me hungry in more ways than one. I finish eating and remove your gag. I put a bib around your neck, as it could be quite messy, and I feed you spaghetti and help you drink some wine until you are full too. I untie you from the chair and carry you, still bound, bridal style, to the couch. I put in the movie Cold Comfort Farm, which is a female-led romantic relationship comedy. I have your hands tied behind your back, your ankles tied together as I canoodle you on the couch for some CFNM bondage cuddling. About midway through the movie, you ask me, "May I please pee?" And I reply, "No problem." I untie your ankles but leave your wrists still tied behind your back. I gently tug on your dick, leading you to the bathroom. I knew at some point you would have to pee, and I do like a little humiliation play. To your surprise, I don't let you pee right away. I tell you, "Darling, since you interrupted the movie, I have to gag you for the rest of it." You nod and say, "Yes, mistress." I take off my white panties from underneath my dress and shove them into your mouth, telling you sternly, "Don't spit them out." I grab my red bandana and gag you, securing my panties in your mouth. I tell you, "Ladies first," and sit down on the toilet to go pee. I wash my hands after relieving myself. I tell you, "Okay, now your mistress will help her little boy pee." I lift up the toilet seat and hold your penis steady so you can urinate into the toilet. You go pee, and I must admit, feeling your penis and you shoot your stream out really turns me on. I wash my hands after you've peed, and we come back to the couch. I tie your ankles together again, retie your hands behind your back just to make sure you are secure. I cuddle your lovely tied up and gagged body as we finish the rest of the movie. The movie is over, and I turn off the TV and tell you, "You were such a good boy, staying quiet and not coming during the movie. Is it all right with you if I just hold you some more like this, with you naked and tied up and gagged in my arms, in the peace and quiet of the night?" You reply, which I cannot tell if it means yes or no, but I really don't care because you're not going anywhere. I cuddle you against my dress and have my hands around your balls and penis for some time. I then whisper in your ear, "As soon as you come, I will untie you and release you for the rest of the night." But after telling you this, I remove my hand from your penis and wrap my arms around your chest and legs. I'm wrapped around you in such a way that your penis cannot get any friction from the couch or my body. You try to wriggle free of my hold and let out some frustrating before you tire quickly. I hold you like this for almost an hour, but eventually the feeling of my body against yours and the sensation of being bound is enough for you to come in a ruined orgasm. After I clean up your cum, I untie you and remove your gag, and I tell you, "Sweetie, you are the best boyfriend a girl could have. A little later tonight, I'm going to fuck you vanilla style on the bed without bondage. But of course, with me being in control and on top of you, riding cowgirl style during sex."